latinos con la mano arriba, que se unieron Chris y Ángel al sonidito. ¡Nos fuimos! 3, 2, 1 y...
Yo lo que quiero es rumba y la noche
I get such a smile watching Dan Day on our affiliate side, watching Solana, Crowder lights up. I can just picture all the listeners in their car. The song comes on. You know it's Friday, 5 o'clock.
Yes, sir.
And this is how we do it, Morse code style. 5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha Happy Hour. And the Funky Buddha tastes extra good on a Friday, 5 o'clock.
Got me some in the refrigerator right now. Oh.
Everybody, crank it up. Little Morse code for you. Sonadito.
Woo!
3 hours has flown by today, and now we will get to Dan Day's montage. What? Thought the song was over. Didn't you think it was over?
I did.
Thought it was over. Entercom holiday party tonight.
Have fun.
Solana, Miami Heat season ticket holder, skipping Heat Lakers to go to the Entercom holiday party tonight. Tough decision he made.
That's a good worker.
Woo! All right, get my breath back here. What? Remix! How long does this song go on? The texts always make me laugh. Somebody texts in, short time listening. You boys are stupid crazy. Somebody says, what? Never gets old. Buenísima. All right. Dan Day makes a montage every week of things. What is going on here? You know there's people tuned in. They're like, oh, I'm driving down to the Heat game. Let me hear some breakdown on the sports station.
We got some Morse code for you.
Here comes Len, our program director, and he's dancing.
There we go, Len.
I thought he was going to say, are you proud of what you do? Somebody texts in, I love Fridays with you guys. Every day is a Friday with you guys. Woo! All right. Is that the end? I guess it's not! It's not! I'm sweating! Somebody says, Solana, tough decision for him. He probably sold his crappy-ass seats for $6.
Dollar.
115, baby.
Yeah, is that your section?
115, papa.
115, papa. Do you regret your decision?
Well, yeah.
Well, who told you to go to the Entercom party tonight?
No, don't do that.
Never told you to go to the party tonight. I did not.
You did do the question of, hey, have y'all RSVP'd? And no, I told you no.
I was letting you know that the party, you don't pay attention to your email.
Yeah. Yes or no. You sent Crowder a text sometime, whether it was last week or this week, CC, reminder.
Yeah.
And it was a screenshot of the holiday party.
Yeah, I was reminding him because he needed to RSVP if he was going to come or not RSVP if he wasn't. I never told you to go to the party in lieu of the Heat Lakers game.
I put my tickets on sale that day.
That's crazy. I didn't even address the text to you.
He thought that was like passive-aggressive, a little pressure.
I swear to God, I would have gone to the Heat Lakers game if I had tickets.
Now you tell me that?
Why didn't you ask me?
He was trying to be a good work partner. Like,
yeah, you know, I'm being a company man, a showman.
No, that's fine if you want to do it for yourself, but don't have done it for me. If you want to do it as a company man, that's great. Don't put it on me.
Well, I know you want me there. You want me in all your pictures. I'm the best-looking guy here. I get it. So, like, you could have told me earlier.
What just transpired there?
Everybody knows I'm the eye candy of this show.
Oh, hold on a second. I have to say, between me, you, Solana, and Dan Day, I'm the best-looking guy on the show.
Settle down, Alex Caruso.
And I'm 50 years old. Yeah, what does that tell you? I'm Alex Caruso, and I'm the best-looking guy on the show.
You're a dinosaur nugget.
I'm sorry. That is not true. You're not even on the Mount Rushmore. It's why I love this show so much. I'm surrounded by you ugly three.
I'm the eye candy. See, I jog down, jog down the hallway, and everybody looks
sir.
At me.
No, sir.
Are we sure Lynn can hear? He was totally off beat. Did you watch him dance? Did you see Lynn dance?
He's what they call him, the what was it in the movie Us? What was the
He's a tether.
He's a tether.
He was wiggling his arms around, no feet work.
He's gonna be at the party tonight.
He better not dance. get no whoopee.
Dan Day, who runs our affiliate division, he makes a montage every Friday. That is a look back at the week that was for the Hochman and Crowder show, and we always play it here in the beginning of the 5 o'clock hour. So let's hear the week that was on Hochman and Crowder, according to Dan Day.
Hochman.
Crowder, crowd pleasers.
I want to give you a state of the oven address. The state of my oven is not good.
Do you clean it?
Hot. Hochman highlight.
Boneless. Boneless is not a flavor, though, is it?
I don't know. It's in that gray area. And number five was dinosaur shapes, and then number six, Lunchables.
That's a flavor, though, huh?
Hochman highlights.
I don't have the patience to jack with you today.
The Asian Zing is one of my favorites.
Sure.
I like that one.
Sure. And that Buffalo translates to women. It translates to everything.
Delicioso.
That's a flavor, though, huh?
Fine, but again, if you're a Starbucks lover, that's fine. It doesn't matter.
What?
Hochman highlights.
I'm going to Solange the hell out of Alex Haynesburg.
Will Mansell got the best eyebrows in television.
What?
Ooh, highlight.
How Miami was playing and how the Fighting Illini looked like they were wearing key lime pies as shoes, which you would imagine be tough to play basketball
very tough.
Wearing key lime pies as shoes.
Might be good in the bedroom, though.
Sure.
Yeah.
I don't know how, but sure.
Man, that'll get you going.
I don't have the patience to jack with you today.
Crowder caliente.
Want the night.
Viva Nepal.
Hola, Mexico.
What a Crowder crowd pleaser.
See Lamar Jackson on a 42-foot screen. What's up?
That's the highlight of my day.
You can save up to 40% going with Joanna. Joanna Hernandez. Save a lot of money with insurance expert Joanna Henderson. Call Joanna right now.
All right, we're going to do 50.
Call her right now.
Which one is it?
It's Henderson.
All right. Are you sure?
JoannaHenderson.com.
All right. We'll make it up
Hernandez.
To her. Which one? You just were emphatic that it was Henderson.
I know. I'm yelling. It's Henderson.
I
bless. Good night. Dolly.
That's a flavor, though, huh?
What?
I don't have the patience to jack with you today.
I'm pleased.
Wow. Wow. Dan Day, I've been on a trip filled with emotions. I've laughed. I've cried. One of your best.
That was good.
You got some Dan Day microphone over there?
It was just too much. It's just too much.
Excellent. The Iran Day. That's not a flavor, though. Made that thing sizzle. What? That was excellent. The week that was from Dan Day. Well done. Let's get headlines with Alejandro Solana before we move ahead to 15 minutes of heat and actually give people some heat stuff to talk about as you drive down to the American Airlines Arena.
Headlines are brought to you by Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. 7 p.m. tip-off, Miami Heat fans. 7 p.m. tip-off tonight. It's LeBron James.
LeBron James.
And the L.A. Lakers coming to the Triple A against 7 p.m. tip-off. Heat, 5.5-point underdogs at home, despite the fact that they are right now undefeated at home.
All right. Anything else there, Solana?
Tomorrow, the Florida Panthers will continue their homestand. They host Boston at 7 p.m.
Got to get back on the winning side of things.
Also tomorrow, UM hosts Alabama A&M in men's basketball, 2 p.m. from the Watsco Center.
Let's go Canes!
And finally, today is Taylor Swift and John Denny's birthday.
You didn't have anything, did you?
Nothing.
You
just
not Denny more.
I saw him looking for his finally story. He didn't have one, so he just looked at the celebrity birthday list on the show sheet. And finally, John Denny's birthday.
You seen the Cats movie?
Have I seen
it? It's coming out. The play, they're making it into a movie. Yeah, Taylor Swift is one of the stars.
Oh, I thought you meant, have I actually seen it?
No, they have like a movie coming out. I said, it looks good.
What?
It looks good.
Cats, I saw the musical, I think, at the Broward Center. I mean, this is years ago. Walked out at halftime or whatever it's called.
But like, it's a play, though. Like, you have no CGI. You have no, you know, computerized stuff.
I cannot believe that you think that movie looks good. That looks like one of the worst movies in the history of filmmaking.
No.
Are you
joking? Because you can see the famous people's faces in the cat face.
So?
And then it was a bunch of actors I know. Taylor Swift was the least famous.
Are you joking? Do you have weather, Solana?
Yeah, weather's brought to you by Hialeah Park. Right now in South Florida, it is partly cloudy. Tonight, the low will drop to a nice 69 degrees. Expect 90% chance of no rain tonight. We'll see you at Champions Simulcast.
Why? I don't understand why you start to laugh every time.
We'll see you at Champions Simulcast Center and Sports Bar at Hialeah Park on Sunday, January 12, 2020, for the National Horse Players Championship Qualifier. There's $10,000 in prize money up for grabs, and the winner earns a seat in the Las Vegas Finals. Register now at HialeahPark.com.
Let me give everybody the injury update. It's brought to you by the University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute, now at the Lennar Foundation Medical Center in Coral Gables. Recover your game. Visit UHealthSportsMedicine.com. Chandler Cox, fullback for the Dolphins. He is listed officially as doubtful for Sunday. Devontae Parker and Albert Wilson are both listed as questionable. They're in the concussion protocol, but they might be out of it by Sunday. They both had full practices today. Gerald Willis is listed as out. And for the New York Giants, Daniel Jones officially listed as out. So you will see Eli Manning. So that's his final game, we think, at Giants Stadium, right? Like, unless he comes back next season.
No, they can't bring him back.
All right, so he is out. Daniel Jones is out, so you will definitely see Eli Manning as the Giants quarterback on Sunday. That is your injury update brought to you by University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute, now at the Lennar Foundation Medical Center in Coral Gables. Recover your game. Visit UHealthSportsMedicine.com. We are going to give you 15 minutes of heat in the next segment because I know a lot of people, hopefully, are in your cars, headed down to the American Airlines Arena, getting ready for a little Heat Lakers tonight. Line still 5.5, Solana? Let me take a look.
Yeah, 5.5 as of like 20 minutes ago.
Very surprised that the line is that large. Yeah, Lakers 5.5. So we'll talk with Ira Winderman from the Sun Sentinel about tonight's Heat-Lakers game and the Deion Waiters suspension as well. Give you 15 minutes of heat. Before we get there, always lots going on at the Cheetah. It's beer, babes, and UFC. You can reserve a table right now for tomorrow, UFC 245. Watch it at all the Cheetah clubs. If you're closer to Cheetah Hallandale, you can watch it in their sports lounge there with all the HD TVs and projector screens. UFC 245, all the Cheetah clubs tomorrow. Got to mark your calendars. Whether you've been naughty or nice, the sexy Cheetah elves want to bring some jolly good fun and cheer to your holidays this coming Wednesday the 18th for Cheetah's Jingle Bash. Enjoy Santa's open bar, 6:30 till 7:30, again 10 till 11 p.m. Holiday buffet day and night. They'll have a 50-inch LED smart TV giveaway, so much more. Let the Cheetah ladies bring extra jingle to your holidays next Wednesday the 18th at all the Cheetah clubs, Hallandale, Pompano, and Palm Beach. I remind you every day, got to make Cheetah Gentlemen's Clubs your free lunch hotspot. Why pay for lunch with an unpleasant view? Enjoy a gourmet lunch menu for free every day, 11:30 till 3. They got happy hour till 6. In the Biz Guest, you can enjoy 25% off your entire bar tab, $100 bottle specials, free admission, and more Sundays through Tuesdays. And if you're looking for a place to watch some football this weekend, you can do it at any of the Cheetah clubs. Cheetah Hallandale has that ultra-high-tech sports lounge. If you want more info, check out their website. It's CheetahSOFL.com. Going to give you 15 minutes of heat. We are less than 2 hours away from Heat and Lakers tonight. 15 minutes of heat is next on Hockman and Crowder. That's how we do it on a Friday.
Damn it.
Perreo Friday. Going to do 15 minutes of heat here. Heat and Lakers tonight. This is a big one.
Huge.
Give me the air horns. This is a big one. Heat Lakers. There you go. Now you know it's a celebration. 15 minutes of heat brought to you by BrandsMart USA. Buying the BrandsMart way for the holiday season means the lowest prices and the largest selection of TVs, appliances, mattresses, cell phones, and more. Visit your local BrandsMart USA store today. And by Geico. Great news. There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance. Ira Winderman is on the line. We'll go out to the Orion Fuels and Downstairs Convenience Stores guest line, where they are truly steps beyond convenience. Ira Winderman covers the Heat and the NBA for the Sun Sentinel. This is a big one, Ira.
It is, and so everyone knows, not that I'm shilling, it's a 7 p.m. start, not 8 p.m. like the original schedule. It was moved for TV. 7 p.m.
Yes, we're saying it over and over because it's crazy to have tickets for tonight's game. Because and as much as we say it, it's going to be people strolling in around 7:30, 7:45, sure. And it just it's you know whatever. But just go there and be on time, and just go there and be on time.
Why are y'all so worried about this?
Well, because if you have tickets for this game, it's a pretty highly coveted ticket, and you might as well enjoy the entire game. Give me the air horns for people on time. No, so we have them. I have them. Oh, I don't need you to replicate the air horns.
Now we could do air horn or Crowder as our next
Yeah. Do you want to play Crowder or Elephant, Ira? Do you have any desire? No. Anyway.
I've already heard it with Jamie Eisenberg. It's always Elephant. It's not fun anymore.
Well, you didn't hear yesterday then. Yesterday, we played a rousing round of it. In fact, we fooled two people, I think. I think we didn't have a winner. Like, they couldn't. I'm not kidding you. Play one of the elephant sounds for Ira. See if he can. Elephant or Crowder?
Crowder.
Wrong. Wrong. Smartass. All right. Ira Winderman from the Sun Sentinel. What is the situation before we celebrate tonight's game and get all excited about it? What's the situation with Dion Waiters? Because it seemed for a moment like they were moving towards reconciliation.
It is so convoluted that literally before I picked up the phone to call you guys, I was on the phone with agents and lawyers just seeing how this thing is going to play out and getting their thoughts all the way to the Heat just terminating the contract and saying, hey, you know, we sort of have our articles of impeachment here lined up. We have all this on our side. And one agent saying, heck, you know, if you're going to do with a player, this might be the test case. So I'm starting to move toward all of those who said on your show and your station that Dion Waiters may never play another game for the Heat again. I spoke to someone today who said they thought Dion Waiters' next game is going to come in China. So I think the parting is real. I think when you suspend someone for three times, you might as well suspend them for 20 times, right? I mean, I just don't see coming back from a third strike from the same team. So I just thought when they went ahead and did this, they're just buying time by just pushing this the deadline further and further out now till after December 23rd.
And I thought about this because after that 30-11 run, what was that, the 16-17 season, they gave Dion 4 years, $52 million. And from then moving forward, it seems like it's been going downhill. Pat and Spo, this was my thing for the first segment, Ira. The connection.
Sure, I heard.
The communication, the connection. They failed on that with Dion Waiters. This is on Pat and Spo.
No, you see, I'm going to disagree with you, Channing, because especially you played a team sport, you're a team player. What if the players around you get better and you're not the starting linebacker anymore? What if you have to realize at some point in your career, like maybe you did, I know you retired early, that, hey, these other guys are better? So if this all started, let's be honest when this started. This started in the preseason when the very real reality went to Deion Waiters. You might not be a starter this year. You might not get as many minutes as these other kids. You might have been passed by. Just like he told Hassan Whiteside correctly last year, Bam Adebayo's better. He's going to start ahead of you. Well, if you can't deal with that reality, and Channing, I know you've seen several football players who couldn't, who will sit there and bristle the whole time, that kid's not better than me, I should be out there making plays and not him. That's where it started. So how is that on Pat Riley? How is that on Eric Spoelstra? They communicated to him a different role. And think about this. They communicated the same thing to Goran Dragic, and it's been fine ever since. And he's had a terrific year. And I don't want to say stupidity of it, but inanity or inanity of it, whatever that word is this. Deion Waiters could have had all the chances he wanted. Jimmy Butler missed the first three games. Justice Winslow has been out as much as he's been on. Derrick Jones Jr. has been injured. Tyler Hero tonight might miss because of illness. The opportunities would have been there to make a point with his play. Instead, he hasn't played all year. So what else should Pat Riley or Eric Spoelstra be doing but simply trying to put together the best rotation, the best lineup, and giving every other player in that locker room the best chance to win?
Right. It was short-sighted by Deion Waiters because I think he forgot how quickly you will have opportunities because people are missing games all the time, whether it's injuries, illness, maintenance plan. Like, you'll have plenty of opportunities. I think it was short-sighted.
And life happened to him. Look, Tyler Hero was selected in the draft. The Heat didn't go in the draft saying, we have to have a shooting guard. The Heat went in the draft saying, hey, the best player at 13 happens to be a shooting guard. The Heat didn't go into a summer league saying, we've got to find a replacement starter for Deion. The Heat went to summer league saying, oh my God, this Kendrick Dunn kid is really good, and he's on a really good contract, and it just evolved. Sometimes stuff just happens, and there's someone better than you there to take your job. So, I mean, we see it in our industry, in radio and journalism. Sometimes your boss comes to you and says, you need to take a pay cut. There's a new kid in town. Some guys go storming out, never to be heard from again. Other people go, okay, life changes. Life comes at you fast. I'm fine. Let's move on. And you move in that direction. I just think he was sort of like what we tell all of our kids. Think before you do something. Deion, unfortunately, has done things before he's thought.
Most of the time in radio, though, it's we need you to take a pay cut. There's also no one new in town. There's actually less people here, but we need you to take a pay cut.
But we have syndication that we just have to hit the button that says D over there, and all of a sudden you could just hear Jim Rome instead. But that's another story. I'm not saying anything here,
Ira Winderman from the Sun Sentinel is with us. What would a victory mean tonight? Heat over Lakers. What would a victory tonight at the American Airlines Arena mean for the Heat?
Validation for this roster as it stands now. Because again, this is not a full Heat. This is no Winslow. This is no Dragic. They're not full. But the incredible stat I keep telling people is this. They are 11-0 at home this season and have played one team with a winning record. Now, they beat that team, the Houston Rockets. But every other team that's come to American Airlines Arena has not only been a bad team, but for the most part, a terrible team. They've played the three worst teams in the Western Conference at home, in New Orleans, in Golden State, in Memphis. They played Atlanta twice at home. So this is the kind of quality home victory you're looking for. The flip side is this. The Heat have gone now the deepest into any season in the 32 years without consecutive losses. But you have the Lakers here tonight, and you have Luka Doncic and the Mavericks in Dallas tomorrow. So if you don't get tonight, all of a sudden you're facing your first losing streak, and you're facing what's Jimmy Butler going to be like if losing starts. I don't think you want to see that.
And Ira, that was kind of in line of my next question, where what's the next benchmark? They have the third best winning percentage, 18-6, in the NBA. But when we ask people, they still are lukewarm on the Heat. What's that next benchmark the Heat have to hit? Is it beating Lakers and going and competing with Dallas?
I think it's adversity, what I call adversity victories. I mean, to this point, everyone said the same thing. Well, sure, the Heat have lost six games, but four came on the second night of back-to-backs, and they were tough games. When Minnesota was playing well, at the Lakers, at the Sixers, at the Celtics. But you know what? At some point, if you're really good, and you really think you're a legitimate contender, at least to get to the conference finals, then you win the unexpected games. They did that in Toronto in overtime. So I think not only taking one of these, but maybe winning tomorrow on the second night of a back-to-back in Dallas, making that kind of statement, I think that's what you need to see. The schedule has been so soft that right now I'd say the Heat's best victories to this point probably were routing Houston at American Airlines Arena. Winning in Toronto certainly was impressive. Winning in Brooklyn was impressive enough, but you can't really line up that many games that you could say, hey, the Heat showed who they were. Now the opportunities are coming, including a game next Wednesday, a rematch in Philadelphia.
Ira Winderman, you can read his work in the Sun Sentinel, sunsentinel.com. Again, it is a big one tonight, biggest one of the season. Heat and Lakers, American Airlines Arena, 7 o'clock tip-off. Not 8 o'clock like you might have originally thought, and that means 8 o'clock tip-off, you're strolling in at 8:20. Well, you stroll in at 8:20 tonight, and you're in the second half. So 7 o'clock tip-off.
And here's the deal. Doors open at 6, but if you're not gently, I'll let you in earlier. I'll get down there early, so I'll take care of everyone.
Tell them you know Ira when you get there.
Use the secret handshake, and you can get right in. So get there on time, please.
That's what I tell them when I go to hide.
I know Ira.
Yeah, I know Ira. They let me ride in.
What's with the popcorn there at the American Airlines Arena? Best damn popcorn I've ever had.
No, this is what happened with Popcorn Gabe at Dion when I wrote that story about it. Steph Curry rated the popcorn, had the Heat's locker room popcorn, I assume it's the same as in the arena, as third best in the NBA. So they are known around the league as get some good popcorn.
Yeah, I'm telling you, because I went to the game with my kid. We both took a handful and looked at each other and went, oh, my God, this is the great. I'm not kidding you. I totally get what happened with Dion there. I haven't been able to stop thinking about it.
Well, Dion's was in Toronto, which is ranked top 5, so you can imagine what home games have been like. And maybe now we know why he hasn't been on the bench even when he's been active.
Man, that popcorn is good. Get yourself some tonight. Send a Crowder the bill. He'll Venmo it to you.
I ain't got nan dime.
That's not true. See ya, Ira.
Hey, next Friday, more popcorn talk. It's a regular thing. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, listen, you'd get no argument out of me. I'd be really happy to do that. Ira Winderman, Heat and Lakers tonight. It is a big one. 7 o'clock tip-off at the American Airlines Arena. There is your 15 minutes of Heat. That's our song. Final segment on a Friday. Gonna get you the latest breaking news here in a moment. 5 o'clock hour on Hockman and Crowder's the Funky Buddha Happy Hour. Funky Buddha Brewery. Devontae Parker has signed an extension with the Dolphins. Gonna get to that in a second. He should pop open the CH wines because he can get a hell of a lot of bottles. 4 years, $40 million. I'll give you the specifics here in a second. Everyone enjoys a bottle of wine over the holiday season. Maybe you have friends and family coming in town. And you might find out when you're shopping for a bottle of wine that you don't know as much as you thought you did. And it's why I love sharing my love for Cameron Hughes wine. My wife and I, we are drinking better wine than we ever have in our lives. You will notice the difference we did. And it's all thanks to Cameron Hughes. You know, most of the wines sitting on the wine shelf, they're usually mass produced by just 5 huge corporations. So there's a better way, and it's Cameron Hughes wine. Cameron Hughes goes to high-end, top-rated wineries around the globe. He makes deals for the best wines that he finds straight from the source, so you can think of Cameron Hughes as your personal wine buyer or sommelier. These wines, they're only available online, and you get them at chwine.com. They're luxury wines at affordable prices. You shop by lot number, so you go on chwine.com, and maybe you'll choose a bottle from lot 686, which is an Alexander Valley Cabernet, 94-point platinum medal winning smooth, rich cab from one of the best wineries in California wine country. Also has a 5-star review average. Anyway, the great news is that Cameron Hughes is offering a deal exclusively for my listeners, 20% off and free shipping on 3 or more bottles. All you have to do is enter my code, Hockman, when you're checking out. You'll save money. You'll drink the best wine. You'll be trying wines that normally sell for $50 or $100 plus a bottle, and you're going to get them at a fraction of the cost, and they get delivered right to your home. chwine.com. Go there right now. Get 20% off the already wonderful prices and free shipping when you buy 3 or more bottles. Just got to make sure you enter my code, Hockman, at checkout. That's HOCHMAN. chwine.com. Crowder.com. That is the website. So the Devontae Parker story here from Adam Beasley in the Miami Herald, everybody's got it. Devontae Parker has signed a contract extension. Beasley writes, I'm hearing Devontae's four-year extension is worth $40 million, lots of guaranteed money, including an $8 million signing bonus. Devontae Parker loves the organization, wants to retire a Dolphin. Great work by his agent, James Gould, for getting this done. Adam Beasley then follows that up with a statement from Gould, the agent. My desire was to have Devontae remain a member of the Dolphin family, and we are excited for the future of Miami. Barry Jackson in the Miami Herald, he tweets out, Parker will make $4.5 million guaranteed in 2020 and $7.7 million guaranteed in 2021. And he is five catches right now and 120 yards away from making another $1.5 million in incentives this season. So if he's got the $8 million signing bonus and he's got $4.5 million guaranteed next season, that's 12.5 for next season, and then he's got $7.7 million guaranteed the next season. So
and all with the signing bonus, in the first 2 years, he's at a little bit over $20
million. Yeah. So Devontae Parker, think about the trajectory there.
Yeah.
Devontae Parker goes from receiver you think that they're going to release. Mm-hmm. We thought he was going to be released, and then he signed that two-year deal. Right? We thought he was going to be released. No one would have been surprised if he was released. And he probably would have had to take a one-year deal somewhere to prove himself. Ends up taking this two-year deal with the Dolphins. He shows out. He has had a season. We've talked about it with several Dolphins writers. Ryan Fitzpatrick or Devontae Parker is your MVP this season.
And if Ryan Fitzpatrick didn't come here, Devontae doesn't get paid.
Devontae Parker probably got $20 million because Ryan Fitzpatrick ended up with the Dolphins.
He did. Josh Rosen's not doing what
he's
doing.
He's not throwing it the way that Ryan Fitzpatrick is. And Ryan Fitzpatrick, I mean, he liked Preston Williams too, but he found a good little union there with Devontae Parker.
I'm happy for the young man. I've now always been a fan. I'm coming around on him now with this last season. I hope he's not the guy that tightened up in a contract year.
Right.
Because it happens
and
a lot.
And you see it. You see that.
Yes. Where they get that sack because he's going to make $20 million, and that's his money that he's getting
that
over the
next
2 years.
That is his money.
So, yes, I hope that it motivates him. And, you know, we've heard a bunch of stories about him. You get that money, you go different ways. You get better, you get worse. You want to earn it, or you say, I'm set for life, and you sit back. We're going to see where Devontae goes. I would anticipate that he continues on the path he's on.
That is it really is. That is an amazing turnaround for Devontae Parker, a guy that I really believe was on the verge of being released and ends up playing in what many considered to be, before the season started, a lost season, and turns that lost season into a $20 million payday over 2 years and maybe $40 million over 4 years.
And that's real money there. Like the Jesse Davis isn't big money. The Eric Rowe's not big money.
Right.
Jakeem Grant was 3 for 24, which is decent money. That's 4 for 40, $20 million in the first 2 years. That's a deal now. That's, you know, what was that? That is over, 10-15% of your salary cap? Like, that's money. That's real deal.
He did it, man. But that's what this season was about for a lot of Dolphins players, right? I mean, this season for Patrick Laird and Sam Aguavin. Guys that wouldn't have had a chance on other seasons. This season was so unique. And Devontae Parker, he got a chance, one final chance to prove his value, and he did it. And he's getting paid.
I'm torn on it, I won't lie. It could be looter and a riot.
Could be.
He was the best receiver on one of the worst offenses in the league. I'm torn on this contract.
But he was coming down with balls, like even in the Philadelphia game. He was coming down with balls that he was fighting for. They were throwing it up there. He was coming down with them. That's not looter in a riot stuff. You know what I mean? Now, maybe he gets targeted more because there's not a lot of receivers. But he was coming down with balls that you needed him to come down with. It wasn't wasn't like he was wide open. Like he's had some very impressive catches this season.
Yeah, I'm with you. We'll see. But it's interesting their approach, paying guys this year. at 3-9 right now. They're paying guys and trying to.
Right. They are making some future decisions based off this season.
Yes. And I don't know. I don't know if that's the right direction. It's not just Devontae. And I've said it when we start talking about it. I haven't always been a Devontae Parker fan. I've been one of his biggest critics. But just speaking about Jakeem Grant now and Eric Rowe and Jesse Davis, they paid somebody else too. It slips my mind. But I don't know if this is the right time to be giving people contracts.
Devontae Parker and Preston Williams will be your receivers, I would imagine, for a couple years to come at least. Do you have Solana Dande's montage that we played at the 5 o'clock kickoff for the Funky Buddha Happy Hour? Dande, who runs our affiliate division. I say that obviously with a grain of salt. We have no affiliates. We just happen to be on two stations, but it is what it is. He puts together a montage at the end of the week. It's kind of the week that was on Hockman and Crowder. So if you miss something, you get a little taste, a little sprinkling of what the week was like. Here is, according to Dande, the week that was on Hockman and Crowder.
Hockman.
Highlights.
Crowder, crowd pleasers.
I want to give you a state of the oven address. The state of my oven is not good.
Do you clean it?
Hi, Hockman Highlight.
Boneless? Boneless is not a flavor, though, is it?
It's in that gray area. And number 5 was dinosaur shapes, and then number 6, Lunchables.
Flavors, though, huh?
Hockman Highlights.
I don't have the patience to jack with you today.
The Asian Zing is one of my favorites.
Sure.
I like that one.
Sure. And that translates to women. It translates to everything.
Delicioso.
Zing. Flavors, though, huh? Fine, but again, if you're a Starbucks lover, that's fine. It doesn't matter.
What?
Hockman Highlights.
I'm going to Solange the hell out of Alex Haynesburg.
Well, Marisol got the best eyebrows in television.
What?
Ooh, highlights.
How Miami was playing and how the Fighting Illini looked like they were wearing key lime pies as shoes, which you would imagine be tough to play basketball wearing key lime pies as shoes.
Might be good in the bedroom, though.
Sure.
Yeah.
I don't know how, but sure.
Man, that'll get you going.
I don't have the patience to jack with you today.
Crowder Caliente.
Want the knife.
Viva Nepal.
Hola, Mexico.
What a Crowder crowd pleaser.
See Lamar Jackson on a 42-foot screen. What's up?
That's the highlight of my day.
You can save up to 40% going with Joanna. Joanna Hernandez. Save a lot of money with insurance expert Joanna Henderson. Call Joanna right now.
All right, we're going to do 15.
Call her right now.
Which one is it?
It's Henderson.
All right. Are you sure?
JoannaHenderson.com.
All right. We'll make it up
Hernandez.
To her. Which one? You just were emphatic that it was Henderson.
I know. I'm yelling. It's Henderson.
I
bless. Good night.
Dolly. What?
I don't have the patience to jack with you today.
I'm pleased.
Excellent work, Dande. It reminds me, because Rhonda Gadsden's in there with the, that's not a flavor, which I am totally down with. Maybe my favorite interview of the week, but my favorite sound of the week was the Jerry Jones interview from that radio station in Dallas. Do you have that? So Jerry Jones, owner of the Cowboys, goes on the flagship station in Dallas. It's an intercom station, and it was after the Thursday night
butt whooping,
yes, at the hands of the Bears. And
was it Thursday or Monday? Was this last week Thursday?
I think it was a Thursday night game, wasn't it? Yeah, I think it was Thursday. Because it was Thursday night. And then I don't think we got to the sound till Monday.
Yeah.
Jerry Jones calls the radio station like he's supposed to, good soldier. He does an interview with them every week. And they're asking him if he's embarrassed about the result from the Bears game. And he just, it like goes from 0 to 100.
Jerry, how you doing this morning?
Hey, guys. Morning.
Morning to you. All right, Jerry, you come on every week, win or lose. You answer questions. You know the Tolos and the Cowboys fans want answers today. What answer do you have for how this team is playing right now?
We're not playing very well.
Are you embarrassed? Are you embarrassed as an organization about how the team is playing?
Get your damn act together yourself. Okay, now we're gonna have a good visit this morning, but settle down just a little bit.
I mean, as a Cowboys fan, Jerry.
A lot to go over, and I go on with your question, but I'm going to give you the answers I want to give you this morning, and I don't like your attitude. Come in. I've been traveling all night, and I don't have the patience to jack with you today.
I understand that, Jerry. I'm just saying, like, emotionally.
Let's get with it, and let's ask some questions.
All right.
The right kind of questions.
So great. Just out of nowhere, right? It comes out of nowhere.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't want to jack with you this morning.
I don't have the patience to jack with you today.
I don't have the patience to jack with you today.
Man, huh?
Oh, my goodness. That's my, that might be my favorite montage that you've ever created, Dan Day. That was excellent. Really good work. Dan Day, are you coming to the Entercom holiday party tonight? Are we going to see your, see you there?
You know me, man. I'm going to make it my personal Mardi Gras.
Yeah, he's not going to miss a party with an open bar, even if there's drink tickets, right?
Yeah,
Dan Day will collect them tickets.
You used all yours. Let me grab
you got
them.
Any tickets left? You got any tickets left? It's for Dan Day.
Come on, man. I'm starving. I'm poor.
I know. Yeah, Christmas bonus is coming next week from Papa Hockman. Christmas bonus is coming, everybody.
I'm going to get one.
No, you ain't getting.
I was gonna say,
jacked.
Pop that.
Oh, you said you the king of the show. What about
I ain't,
I
ain't got time to jack with you.
Give me 100.
I don't have the patience to jack with you today.
I don't have patience to jack with you today. Got to start wrapping things up here.
Make Beverly's Jewelers your holiday engagement ring headquarters. They have a huge inventory of GIA certified diamonds and the Beverly's Diamond Experts. They make it easy to get that diamond. This is a great time of year. Family's going to get together. Y'all can tell them about y'all engagement. You got to go to Beverly's and get that ring, though, fellas. And if you prefer a lab-grown diamond, which is identical to mine diamonds in every way except they're 40 to 60% less expensive, Beverly's Jewelers has them both, earth-mined and lab-grown diamonds. And whichever you choose, you get that Beverly's low price guarantee, which is you won't find the same diamond for less anywhere. I've been going to Beverly's. Me and my wife have been together for, over 12 years now. Trust me, I've looked into it. You will not find the same diamond for less anywhere. If you're looking for the perfect gift that can rock her world at rock-bottom prices, you both will be happy. Beverly's Jewelers has the latest in trendy fashion jewelry and incredible prices on the classics. Diamond stud earrings and tennis bracelets. I'm going to help you out, fellas. You can't go wrong with diamond stud earrings or tennis bracelets. The women will always love them. And create your own. You can draw picture of a piece of jewelry you like. You can tear a necklace out of a magazine, and the custom design studio at Beverly's, they can make it for you right there. Free gift wrapping and 12 months interest-free financing. Two locations, one in Fort Lauderdale and one in Pembroke Pines. Beverly's Jewelers for over 50 years, where South Florida gets engaged.
Do we have anything for the Heat game tonight, Solana? You got any Seven Nation Army or Heat is on. This is a big one. No lie.
Biggest game of the year?
We don't have games like this down here for a little while, right? I mean, the Dwayne Wade stuff was fun.
Yeah.
The victory over Golden State last season, the buzzer beater was fun. This one has real stakes attached to it. Heat could be making a statement to the fans and to the NBA with a victory tonight over the Lakers.
Oh, it's coming, Hawk.
The victory's coming.
It's coming, Hawk.
Uh-oh.
It's coming, Hawk. LeBron thinks he's going to dance into Miami, pick up a W. You know what, LeBron? You left us. We're going to make you pay, LeBron. Okay? You're going to wish you never left Patrick James Riley, LeBron.
I hope he's not listening.
We're back to that? It's like 6 years removed.
Don't upset this man. Why would you want to make him mad?
Can't we just be happy we have Jimmy Butler and Tyler Hero and Duncan Robinson and Bam Adebayo?
Duncan Robinson is going to Duncan Robinson your ass tonight, LeBron.
There you go.
That's Duncan Robinson his ass. What?
I don't know. I'm working stuff out back
here. Yeah, man. Don't use that one.
Still massaging it.
I'm going to dunking somebody in the ass. What's going
What's
on?
That movie that you're doing the cadence from that movie with Bernie Mac. What's the line is that? Yeah, that's exactly what you're doing. All right, that's going to do it for us. If you missed any of the interviews today, they were all good. They'll all be on the radio.com app. Nice job, Dan Day. Jay Figg made her picks. They're all losers. Spoiler alert.
The mush.
Solana, great job by you. We will be at Twin Peaks on Monday. Go Heat! Go Dolphins, and a little Entercom holiday party tonight. We will speak with you El Lunes.
Stevie Wonder's on America Ninja Warrior.
I don't have the patience to jack with you today.
Dust in the wind. All we are is dust in the wind.
You need
really
to need, need
that's all, folks.
You need to need.